Hello, my name is Robbie. Can you tell me your full name, please?
My name is Alexander Fedin.
Okay, and can you tell me where you're from?
I'm from Russia, from south of Russia. It's near on the coast of Black Sea.
Okay, and can I see your identification, please?
Yes, here it is.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, in this first part, I'd like to ask some questions about yourself. So, to begin with, could you describe your bedroom in your house or apartment?
It's actually not really big, probably like 3 meters by 5, and got 2 bedrooms, very small and really old, I would say, and just light, and we don't have a really table and no bins.
Okay.
So it's actually really poor.
Okay, how would you make your bedroom better?
I think I would put a lamp next to the bed because it would be nice to read in the evenings. That's it, probably.
Okay. Do you think it's a good idea to have a TV in a bedroom?
I think it's not a good idea because, we share a room, so it's better to chat with each other and just socialize more. It's not good to watch TV all the time.
Okay. Right, I'd like to move on to talk about seasons. So to begin with, what's your favorite time of year?
Probably it's winter. Mm-hmm. Actually, I don't know if it's... No, it's winter.
Why is that?
Because I live in a ski resort, and in the winter I can go skiing all the time, and it's just the best time of the year, I think.
Okay. How much do you think people are affected by seasons and the weather?
I think a lot. It all depends where you live, because some people, like in Moscow, it's in winter it's horrible and people are really angry, but in summer they are just nice and chill out, just relaxed more.
Okay. What sort of things do people in your country like to do in winter?
In the winter? There is nothing much to do, so they just go traveling somewhere in the south and just, to the warm places.
Okay. And in the summer?
In the summer, they're more relaxed, go outside, spend all the weekends making barbecues, staying next to the rivers, just relaxing.
Okay. I'd like to move on to talk about food and cooking. So, first of all, what kinds of food do you like?
I like healthy food. It's probably vegetables, fried vegetables, rice, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Is there any food that you don't like?
I don't like beans.
Beans?
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know, I just never had them. It was really surprising me here in England. They was always trying to feed us with beans. So, not good.
Okay, do you like cooking?
Not really, but I do have to cook sometimes when I'm in Moscow.
Yeah, why don't you like cooking?
I don't know, I think it just like take a lot of time, and I don't know, I just get bored of it. I'm not liking it to do it.
Okay. What was the last thing that you cooked then? Tell me.
I think probably I was frying vegetables.
Frying vegetables?
Yeah, in Moscow when I was actually cooking. But here I used to, like in the mornings, I do fried eggs for myself every day.
So here?
Yeah, in England.
Okay. Right then, now I'm going to give you a topic and I'd like you to talk about it for 1 to 2 minutes. And before you talk, you'll have 1 minute to think about what you're going to say and you can make some notes if you wish.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So here's a paper and a pencil.
Thanks.
Here's your topic. Take a minute to think about it.
Okay.
Want. You've only got 1 or 2 minutes. Don't worry if I stop you in the middle. Okay? Can you start talking, please?
Okay, it happened 3 years ago in England when I was in boarding school. I liked to climb trees. Actually, I like climbing. So I went to climb a tree. It was a big sequoia tree. And the tree is very big and the branches start probably like 5 meters above the ground. So what you have to do to climb before this branch, you start need to climb on the truck. And what you do, you just climb it, and after you have to jump it and catch the branch and climb on it to the top, and just climbing. And what happened, I climbed it, and I jumped, grabbed the branch broke, and I fell with it on my elbow, left elbow. Actually, I broke it. And what happened, I just got up, put my jump off, look at it, and I see it was broken. So I went to North, Male North, we had in our school, and he took me to hospital. I stayed there in the queue for probably like 2 hours before they actually saw it. And they said, wow, it's really emergency, you had to do surgery. So they actually were planning to do surgery the same day, but because I had a meal before it, so they said, you should stay in the hospital and we'll do surgery in the morning. So I stayed all night over there. In the morning I had operation. They put some metal, metal things in my arm, so to make it fixed. Mm-hmm. And after, for 1 year, I was walking with this metal thing in my elbow, and like in the plane, so when I did control checking, the wall was like ringing, and I was asking what actually going on, and I was like explaining all the story what happened to me. And the year later, I asked them to take a metal out of my arm, because like in Russia, they told me that it's better to take it out, and in England they didn't really want it. So, but then eventually they did it.
Okay, yeah, that's it. And how do you feel now?
I mean, it's fine, like, it's nothing happened, just I got a big scarf, that's it.
Okay.
It's good.
Okay, right, I'd like to ask now a few more questions generally related to this topic. So to begin with, I'd like to talk about world health. So to begin with, what are the worst health problems facing the world today?
I think people is getting too fat, and it's probably relating to food, all this fast food, mm-hmm. what we got. I just think that people should look more after themselves, do more sports, and try to eat healthier food.
Okay. What do you think will be the major health problems to face the world the next 50 years?
I think we can come back to what I said before about getting fat, mm-hmm. because that's going to be actually the biggest problem. Because it cures the heart problem. With a lot of people I see, they just the heart is getting too weak because of all this weight they got, and they cannot walk. They don't do any sports as well. Mm-hmm. All this fast food is actually really bad, I think.
Okay.
And also, I think there is like in Africa probably, it's because it's actually global warming. Mm-hmm. There is lack of food over there, and people just starving so much. And just diseases, it causes more diseases than they're just spreading around. And especially now, like people start to travel a lot, so yeah. All these diseases, they just move, they just spread really fast.
Okay, good. Do you think, should richer countries assist with the health problems in poorer countries?
I think they should, because they still have a lot of money and they can, like, try to, I mean, it's going to affect them anyway, maybe not now, but in the future for sure. Mm-hmm. It's why they need to think about the future as well, trying to give them as much as possible help.
Okay. What are some of the things that we can do to help provide cleaner water in poor countries?
Clean water, I think, first of all, we should try to make it not dirty, because we have to spend now so much money to clean it up, and as well, I think that they should provide money to clean the water. I mean, the water is the most important thing in our lives, and yeah.
Okay, good. I'd like to move on to talk about your country's health system. Describe the health system in your country.
I mean, it's actually in our country, in Russia. It's we got some problems right now because we got lack of money. And the economy is actually in a really bad situation right now. And all the hospitals, they don't have any money, they don't have anything to provide to people. For everything you have to pay right now.
Okay.
Because before it was free, now it's not.
So what's the procedure for seeing a doctor in your country?
I mean, the procedure is actually really easy. You just have to go to the doctor and you don't pay anything. But, I mean, is that... I think the quality is not going to be really good, because all the free doctors, it's like they don't give anything to you, they don't say much, and they're actually trying to like ask you for more money and just kind of, oh, can you help me? I have like some problems. Okay. They're actually more asking for you to help him than you asking for them.
Okay. So what are the advantages and disadvantages of private health insurance?
I think it just private, you're going to be sure all the time that when you have a problem, they're going to help you. Like here in England, I was injured, and this way, when I went to hospital, I had the operation straight away. In Russia, they said that if I had that injury in Russia, it would be longer and they will do it worse than here. They actually said it was really good that I had that here.
Okay, great. And do you think a country's health system should be free?
I think yes, because a lot of people, they don't have enough money for, like if they have a problem and they need to do operation and someone is dying and don't have money for paying for operation, I mean, they're going to die. Mm-hmm. I think it should come from the government support.
Okay.
For everyone.
Thank you very much. That's the end of the test.
You're welcome. Thank you.